Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Hu, hoya oimer, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Yofet is better, sha'achas, 1 hour, b'tshuva, u'maisim toivim b'yolam hazeh, 1 moment of tshuva and good deeds in this world is better, mikol chayei u'olam haba, than an entire lifetime in the world to come. Up there in Shemayim, too late to do tshuva. Your ma'isim tovim don't help you. Olam haba is only to be makabel v'schar, to receive the reward of the mitzvahs you fulfill down here. You cannot imagine a second after a person leaves this world and you realize, wow, what a world! I can't do mitzvahs anymore. If only I would have another chance. The Gra was crying before he was nifter. They said, why are you crying? You used every second. He picked up his tzitzis. He said, you know what kind of world this is? What am I doing? Just a weird tzitzis, you know, the schar you have? But that's it, only on this world. The yofa sha'acha shel koydas ruach b'yolam haba, and 1 moment of pleasure in the world to come, is more gishmak, is better, mikol chayei u'olam hazeh, than an entire lifetime of pleasure down here on this world. Down here on this world, there's no real full pleasure. And even in a rare situation where there is, it doesn't last forever. The pleasure doesn't last forever. The person doesn't last forever. It's temporary. But the schar in Olam Haba is constant. That simcha never stops. It gets stronger and stronger. You know, Chavetz Chaim says you can't really compare Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh. Even in a mashal, it's so hard to compare. It's like if I would ask you a question, I don't know, what's bigger, an elephant or a tiny ant? What's bigger? How could you compare it? So the Chavetz Chaim explains, you know what our Mishnah is saying? Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva imasim toivim b'olam hazeh mikol chayei u'olam haba. Okay. Now we understand. Only do mitzvahs down here. V'yafa sha'achas shel koiras ruach b'olam haba mikol chayei u'olam hazeh. And if you think it's hard to do mitzvahs, listen what you're getting. Olam haba itself, we're not even talking about that. It's impossible to explain the hana of olam haba itself. But a sha'achas of koiras ruach mi'olam haba. You know what koiras ruach is, says the Chavetz Chaim? Imagine you walk by a bakery Thursday night when they're baking the cinnamon danishes. Ah, it's so geschmack. You're just standing outside. You're not even eating the danish. So imagine you're walking by olam haba, you're on the outside of olam haba, and you get a little bit of a whiff of what's going on in there. That is more geschmack, that whiff, standing outside, than an entire lifetime of every possible pleasure on this world. But Olam Haba itself, who's even talking about that, explains the Chafetz Chaim.